This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pressuring his daughter to have an abortion, a British father flew her to the U.S. for what is illegal in Britain, a late-term abortion. Her 30-week abortion was performed Tuesday, the same day that a bill was introduced in Congress to restrict and ban such abortions. Her father will likely face prosecution after returning to Britain. Christians involved in offering abortion alternatives continue to ask for prayer for the girl and her family. A U.S. appeals court Wednesday heard oral arguments challenging a third aspect of the Texas pro-life bill restricting abortion, the part creating standards for abortion facilities matching those for other ambulatory surgical centers. The part of the Texas bill that bans abortions after 20 weeks has never been challenged, perhaps because abortion advocates may prefer to keep the issue of a child's pain out of the limelight. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. The Catholic Bishop of Rhode Island said he was happy to receive an invitation to the inauguration of that state's new pro-abortion governor, but politely said he was busy. But he didn't stop there. He added, "In conscience, it would always be a problem for me to personally attend the inauguration of anyone who supports abortion, a very grave moral evil." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.